Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies, one from the UK and two premiering at this year's Canadian Film Fest, that look at ordinary people pulled into the world of crime. There's a customs official accused of sexual misconduct, a dominatrix targeted by a deranged hitman, and a mild-mannered English tailor pulled into the Chicago mob. The Noise of Engines, Le Bruit des Moteurs, directed by Philippe Grégoire. Alex, played by Robert Naylor, is a young man from a small Quebec town near the U.S. border. It's a village with a mothball factory, a Formula One racetrack, and not much else. In this post-9/11 world, the government wants formerly boring customs officer to become ruthless killers in the war on terrorism. So to get away from his town, he gets a job as a firearms instructor at an isolated Canada Customs training school. But when he's caught in flagrante delicto with a large-breasted employee, he is dragged before the directrice for an audit. Though their sex was consensual, his co-worker had a heart attack from a lack of oxygen due to the anti-COVID face shield she was wearing. He ends up saving her life. And when the much older directrice invites him to sleep with her and her husband, he turns her down. She is furious and exiles him back to his village for punishment for 2 weeks. But his troubles don't stop there. The local police, in a series of Kafka-esque events, label Alex as a sexual deviant and accuse him of an increasingly series of absurd crimes, such as leaving lascivious drawings on post-it notes in the local church. Luckily, his life isn't all bad. At least he has one friend in the village, a newly arrived Icelandic drag racer, played by Tanya Bjork, who wants to practice her French and see the local sights. Can Alex survive a 2-week leave in small town Quebec? Will the police ever leave him alone? And what will become of his relationship with his new Icelandic friend? The Noise of Engines is an absurdist drama about the stultifying effect corrupt bureaucrats and policemen have in small town Quebec. Aesthetically beautiful, from its stark scenery and retro settings to its modernistic music and elegant titles, this debut feature is a pleasure to watch. The whole film is almost dreamlike and sometimes nightmarish, to the point where you're never quite sure whether anything is real or if it's all in Alex's imagination. Shot both in Quebec and in Iceland, it swerves between comedy and horror, settling somewhere in between. I like this movie a lot. Bury me in blue. The Last Mark, directed by Reem Morsi. Peyton, played by Alexia Fast, is an escort and a professional dominatrix. One night, in a seedy motel room with a client, she hears unexpected intruders entering the room. Hidden beneath the bed, she witnesses two professional killers shoot the man she was just having sex with. She escapes, but not before they see her and she sees them. It's up to the killers to silence this unfortunate witness. Keel, played by Sean Doyle, volunteers to catch and kill the witness. He's an older professional reaching the end of his career, while Palmer, played by Bryce Hodgson, is his new replacement, a psychotic killer who chops off his victim's head just for the fun of it. But there's a twist. Peyton left her purse behind and her ID, and Keel recognizes her last name. Could it be the same as a woman he had a fling with decades earlier? And is it possible that Peyton is his own daughter? whom he's never met. He asks Eli, played by Jonas Chernick, his longtime fixer, to do a bit of research. Is she related to him or just another target? In the meantime, Kiel kidnaps her and locks her up in an isolated cabin far from the eyes of his head-chopping partner. Can the two of them learn to get along? Do they have anything in common? And can they trust one another? And will he save her or kill her? The Last Mark is a classic, typical crime dramedy about an odd couple pulled together by a coincidence. This is the director Reem Morsi's first full-length feature, and it holds together well. Cast is good all around, even the smaller roles, especially Bryce Hodgson as the psycho killer. This is a Canadian production cast, but for some reason, the story is set in a vague area somewhere outside of Quebec, though the whole thing was shot in Sudbury. It's violent, but not gory, and even moving at times. It's never slow or boring, and the characters are just quirky enough to keep you interesting, but still believable. This movie's pretty good. The Outfit, co-written and directed by Graham Moore. It's the mid-1950s in Chicago. Leonard, played by Mark Rylance, is a bespoke tailor originally from London. He apprenticed on Savile Row before opening his own shop. Now in Chicago, he works with his assistant Mabel, played by Zoe Deutsch, an ambitious ginger-haired young woman from the neighborhood. She collects exotic snow globes with the idea of someday living in the cities like Paris or London in her glass souvenirs. And she's dating Richie, played by Dylan O'Brien, a brash young gangster, but on the sly. And that's trouble. You see, the whole neighborhood is under the thumb of Richie's dad, a local kingpin, who is also Leonard's best customer. He doesn't want Richie to mess things up. As a favor, he lets this gang use his shop as a safe house, leaving important messages in an innocuous wooden drop box at the back. But one day, a recorded cassette, this is the 1950s where it's a new thing and you can't always play it, mysteriously appears in an envelope. Apparently, it was recorded by the feds. But how did it get there? Was it a secret plant within the FBI, a rival gang, or the Outfit, a syndicate for organized crime groups? And how did they record it? Is there a rat somewhere within their own ranks? Francis, played by John Flynn, is the first lieutenant in the gang, and he's sent in to investigate, soon followed by the kingpin himself, along with his bodyguard. As suspicion grows and bullets start to fly, it's up to Leonard to try to smooth the waters. But is he too late? And who is the rat? The kingpin? His son Richie? His lieutenant? Or possibly even Mabel or Leonard himself? The Outfit is a clever suspense drama about loyalty, suspicion, and lies within criminal gangs and how it affects the people, ordinary people, all around them. Mark Rylance is terrific as the stiff upper lip cutter. He doesn't want to be called a tailor. He's a cutter. And his behind-the-scenes machinations. Like a stage play, the whole film is set within the three rooms of his shop over the course of a single day. But it doesn't feel claustrophobic, more precisely made, like the hundreds of pieces of cloth that Leonard has to sew together to make one of his suits. Graham Moore wrote The Imitation Game, and he also directed this excellent period drama. No spoilers here, but the film has more twists and turns than you can shake a stick at, and I would call it more clever than emotional, which makes it fun to watch, though at times violent, for more so than your average mystery drama. I like this one too. The Outfit opens this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Noise of Engines has its Toronto premiere on March 23rd. And The Last Mark has its Canadian premiere on April 1st, both at the Canadian Film Festival. Check it out. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.